This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Folks in Mount Gilead were without water for a while on Tuesday evening. Crews worked into the night to restore the water, and folks had a boil water advisory in effect for the whole town of Mount Gilead. Baden Fire Department said they were dispatched on Wednesday morning to help the New London Volunteer Fire Department with an outbuilding fire. Upon arrival, the building was fully involved. Baden personnel performed fire attack and brought the fire under control. Bethany Volunteer Fire Department and Stanley County were also on the scene. Do you have ideas for transportation projects in North Carolina? Well, NCDOT wants to hear from you. They have a public comment period that runs from June 17th to July 17th as they work to identify projects for the next 10-year capital plan. There'll be drop-in sessions for folks to offer input in person in each of 14 highway divisions. In fact, Roger Castillo with NCDOT stopped by the Stanley County Commissioners meeting to give some information about the survey that they are taking.
Comprehensive transportation plan. And it's basically a plan that's done, it's updated every about 10 years or so. So Stanley County does have one currently, and we're currently working on updating the current one. And I'll just kind of go through it and see and let y'all know kind of like what it is, and then just kind of the current public engagement opportunity that's going on right now. So as I mentioned, it's called CTP, or Comprehensive Transportation Plan. And it's basically a long-range multimodal plan that looks into the future, 25 to 30 years, so it kind of tries to predict where your transportation needs are. And it's also a vision plan. So this does incorporate a lot of your local plans as well, whether it's your land use plan and any goals. And it's also developed cooperatively with the RPO, with anyone from any stakeholders that wants to be part of the steering committee, as well as NCDOT. So, and we do try to engage the public as much as we can throughout the process as well.
And Roger went on to explain how to find the survey and get a hold of that and fill it out.
So currently, we do have a goals and objectives survey out. We do have online flyers, or flyers that you can fill out the survey online. And you can also fill it out as a paper copy. We have a survey link, and we also have a QR code if you want to scan it. We do have a few flyers out that if anyone wants them here today, they can take as well. We do ask if, you know, help spread the word. The more people that we can get feedback from, the better. And basically, what the main things that this survey covers is kind of asking, you know, what you feel is important when it comes to transportation, to identify. It also asks several questions of, like, how you feel the roads are, things like that, and also to help identify some of the problem areas. Where do we need to focus on? Where there are bad intersections that maybe, you know, we can't overlook, like it's something that we need to focus on as well, or where there's a lot of congestion, that type of stuff. We do take a look at that within our data, but it's also good to hear back from the public to make sure that we don't miss anything. So the survey will be open until July 12th. So we will be going through two different municipalities to give the same presentation as well to spread the word as much as we can. And we would ask you that if you could please help us spread the word as well.
The Uari Wampus Cats announced that the team will be hosting a big independence celebration on July 3rd, complete with the first ever post-game fireworks show at Don Montgomery Park. The Wampus Cats, Albemarle's collegiate wood bat baseball team, will take on the Race City Bootleggers at 7 p.m., and the game will be followed a few minutes later by the fireworks. Paul and Karen Hinkle will perform the national anthem for the game, and Boy Scout Troop 82 will be presenting the colors. Greg Sullivan, team owner, said it's going to be a very fun night. We're told the show is going to be the first in the city of Albemarle in several years, and it's our first as a team. So it's going to be a big deal for all of us. We'd love to see a lot of locals and area fans come out to the game where they'll have the best view of the show. What could be better than baseball and fireworks around the holidays, said owner Greg Sullivan. For those who have not been to the game, Wampus Cat games include concessions and beer sales. No outside food or drinks may be brought in, and parking at the park will be only for those attending the game. The team's expected a big turnout and strongly encourages fans to buy tickets in advance at wampuscatsbaseball.com. In case of a sellout on the day of the game, the venue has capacity of less than 1,000 fans. City of Albemarle said their city was recognized by the online travel guide, The Travel, as one of North Carolina's underrated cities to visit. The article said that attractions like Morrow Mountain State Park might just make Albemarle one of the top hiking cities in North Carolina. As an outdoor lover's haven, the park delights visitors with 37 miles of hiking and 19 miles of equestrian-used trails. Additionally, the natural space offers access to Lake Tillery, allowing visitors to kayak, canoe, or catch largemouth bass, black crappie, and different catfish species. The article goes on to mention Carolina Treetop Challenge at Rock Creek Park as well, saying thrill seekers can also conquer military-style obstacle courses perfect for all skill levels. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Partly sunny today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon with a high near 93. A chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Partly cloudy skies overnight. The low around 71. For Friday, another chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 91. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
The gravy, please. Rick and Bubba,
Rick and Bubba. 6 minutes past the hour. Thank you so much for tuning in to a brand new hour of a Cook's Pest Control Best Of. I'm your host, Speedy, and we are having a great time together. If you're just joining us, we got a lot to get to, so let's do it.
Rick, a skirt-chasing playboy from France, spent weeks talking with a sensual woman on the internet before arranging a romantic rendezvous at a remote beach. And discovering that his online sweetie of 6 months was none other than his own mother.
Oh, no.
I walked out on that dark beach thinking I was going to hook up with a girl of my dreams.
My gosh.
The rattled bachelor admitted later, and there she was, wearing white shorts and a pink tank top, just like she said she would be. But when I got close and she turned around and we both got the shock.